Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to party. I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Reproduction of the accounts and descriptions of this cartoon show is prohibited.
Oh, I'll put in some of this, and all of this, and a few more slices of this, and lots of this, and more of this, and I don't even know what this is, but it's in, and this... There it is. The perfect sandwich. And I have to eat it.
Garfield, Nermal is here.
Lost my appetite. I'm gonna control myself.
What's wrong, Garfield? Aren't you happy to see the world's cutest kitty cat? I know. You can't believe how much more adorable I've gotten since my last visit. Oh, and I've learned a new trick. See? I lie on my back and look like I want my tummy rubbed.
That's it.
Garfield, where are we going? Garfield? Garfield? Garfield, I don't like it in here. Garfield?
To Abu Dhabi, please bend and fold. Must be that cute kitten again.
I'll get it.
You'll get it.
Yes? Is that package for... Garfield!
He brought the package back. I knew I should have put stamps on it.
I'm back! I'm going into the kitchen and get my steak.
I don't care what you do. Steak?
Garfield! Garfield, that's not right!
True. I usually prefer medium rare. But it'll do. Where'd you get this steak, Nermal?
The mailman gave it to me because I'm so adorable.
You mean people just give you things for being cute?
Sure. Don't they give you things?
No.
Come on, I'll show you. When you're as cute as I am, people just want to give you things. Watch.
This is ridiculous. People aren't gonna...
Why, look at that adorable cute kitty cat. Here's a 7-course gourmet dinner for you, cute kitty cat.
Here, I'll show it to you again.
Look at that incredible cute kitty cat. Here's a $50 savings bond, incredibly cute kitty cat.
I don't believe it.
Once I got a matched set of luggage, a trip to Rio, and the Kloppman diamond.
Well, if you can do it, I can do it. One side. Watch this. I am not giving up. I'm sitting right here until someone stops and gives me something.
2,310.
Hey, are you sure your count is accurate?
That's not counting the tour bus of animal lovers that sped up when they saw you.
I am going to get someone to stop and give me something if it's the last thing you ever do. See? See? He stopped.
Here, throw this away, would you?
That poor cat. He looks so uncute.
That's a cat? Could have fooled me.
Okay, so I'm not cute enough to get free stuff. But I'm not missing out on the goodies.
Where are we going, Garfield? Where are you taking me?
You'll see.
Now, who could that be?
Well, what have we here? A My name is Normal. I am a cute kitten. I eat lasagna, manicotti, rigatoni, linguine, so on, so on, so on, so on. Well, Normal, since you're so cute, I'll take you in and feed you.
No, no, don't take him in. Give him the food so I can take it from him.
Here, I have more manicotti than I can finish by myself.
That was delicious!
Don't rub it in.
He took me inside. What could I do?
At the next house, get the food and bring it out for me. Over there, Thai cooking.
I eat pad Thai noodles, ginger shrimp, pork chow mein.
With crispy noodles.
Please, give me lots of all this stuff to go. No, you don't have to take it out, cute kitty. I feed you inside.
Don't people know what it means to eat out anymore?
She better not be giving him those little dumplings with the stripes on them.
Here are those little dumplings with the stripes on them.
It's not my fault they won't give me the food to give to you. It was real good, by the way.
Shut up. Okay, I have a plan this time to make sure that I get the eats instead of you. Barbecued ribs, that way.
Well, who left this here? I'm a cute kitten, don't waste time. Take me in and give me ribs. Well, okay. You are a very cute kitten. Probably the cutest kitten I've ever seen. I'll take care of you.
Okay, out.
That's not very nice, Garfield.
When ribs are involved, I'm not very nice. Give me the bonnet. Now scram.
We have a visitor for dinner, Madison. A cute kitten.
What a terrific idea. I finally found a use for Normal.
Yeah, you are a cute kitten. There's only one thing to do with cute kittens. Mail them to Abu Dhabi.
Whoa. You can't! Stop! I'm not cute. I'm really not cute. I'm as not cute as they come. And besides, this is my idea!
To Normal Cat, having a miserable time, wish you were here. You know the worst part of this? It isn't that I'm 7,000 miles from home. It isn't that there's no decent Italian restaurant in all of Abu Dhabi. It's that the whole place is full of cute kittens people have mailed here. Birds in the mouse hole? Something weird is going on here. This timeshare thing is really getting out of hand.
May 8th, 1932. We have been working on the new mine for nearly 6 weeks now, and there seems to be no end to the vein. I continually remind myself what a lucky find this was and how it should keep us well supplied for years to come.
Hey, what you reading, Orson?
Oh, it's my grandfather's diary. I found it here with all his belongings.
Does he say anything in there about my grandfather?
Well, let me see. Oh, here. The only problem I have is that my colleague, William Duck, is terrified nearly every hour.
Help! Help, oh help! It is a monster! It is a terrible, ugly, hairy monster! A monster such as you have never seen! Help, save me from the monster! Save!
That is not a monster. That is a mouse.
Well, it is a rather large mouse. Yep, that's my grandpa, all right.
Maybe we should all go see if we can locate the mine up in the hills.
Aww!
All, as in including Roy? Oh, not I, said the little red rooster.
But Roy...
Mining is hard work. And if you think I'm going to get calluses on my feathers, you've got another thing coming.
What kind of mine is it, Orson?
Well, let me see. Imagine my surprise at discovering the world's only chocolate mine.
Chocolate mine?
Chocolate mine?
That's what it says, chocolate mine. Too bad Roy doesn't want to go with us.
Let's go nonstop to the chocolate mine.
Now, according to this, the mine is up this way. Boy, it's hot.
Oh, chocolate mine. We're going to find a chocolate mine.
Roy, chocolate doesn't come from mines. Chocolate is made out of cocoa beans and sugar and milk and...
Go on. Be logical. Stomp on a young rooster's lifelong dream.
Boy, I feel just like my grandfather.
You feel like a bold, intrepid miner?
No, I feel like I passed away about 30 years ago.
Hey, how come our brother's climbing a mountain?
Something doesn't smell right.
Try bathing once in a while.
I bathe every Halloween, whether I needs it or not.
Come on, you guys. We gotta find out what our brother's up to.
You smell like a pig.
I am a pig.
Oh, maybe that's why you smell like one.
I cannot climb another inch.
I can't wait till we find the chocolate.
Roy, where is your knapsack?
I put it in yours. No point in both of us lugging these things up here.
Oh, yes?
Guys, come here. According to my grandfather's diary, his mine should be right here, behind these bushes. Come on.
I'll wait out here.
Hey, there's an old shovel. Somebody was digging in here.
I can't wait.
Well, you may have to. It's a dead end.
Wait. Do you smell that? You know what that smell is?
It smells like hot cocoa.
It's chocolate! One side, laughing boy. I've found the mother lode. Stand back and you won't get hurt.
There can't be chocolate in this mine. Can there? Let me see what Grandpa has to say about it. Here it is, June 9th, 1932. I still do not understand the existence of the chocolate in these mountains. So I have engaged a chemist from a local village to advise us.
It does appear to be chocolate, all right.
But I thought chocolate was made in a candy kitchen.
Very astute. It is. However, I have formulated a theory as to why the impossible has happened here. Would you take a gander up there, please? Someone years ago planted cacao trees atop this mountain. Trees ordinarily found in Africa and Middle America.
Well, that is the tree from which comes the cocoa bean.
From which they make chocolate.
Precisely. Now, this is just a theory on my part, but supposing some fluke of nature occurred up there, say they were struck by lightning. Perhaps electrically charged cocoa was released into the ground to combine with plants producing simple sugar.
You think perhaps a one in a million chance?
Well, it is just a theory, but the chocolate appears to be fine. And quite tasty, I might add. Go ahead and mine it, only you must stop and seal up the mine before
July 1st, because...
Orson! I found it! I found it! I struck fudge! Eureka! And I, Rika! We all, Rika!
That is chocolate! It's good chocolate, too!
The whole mountain is full of it, and it's all ours for the mining!
I'm not going in that cave. Caves are full of bears and spiders and pumas and things with hair on them. I had best keep a lookout for vultures and buzzards and low-flying commuter flights. Let's see. Gee, all I can see is a pair of ugly, bloodshot, beady eyes.
Well, that's funny. I see the same thing.
Bye.
Chocolate. Lovely chocolate.
Give me a hand with this, Roy.
Tons of chocolate. A whole mountain that's bad for your teeth.
Now, don't get too excited, Roy. Something could still go wrong.
What could go wrong?
How about them showing up?
No. That could be a problem, yes.
Let's see what kind of mine our brother's been digging.
Is it gold?
Jewels?
Better than that, it's just... chocolate!
Precious chocolate!
Guys, if it's not too much trouble, could I have that book that's in there?
Here! You want to read at a time like this?
I want to find out why our ancestors said the mine had to be sealed up.
Give me more chocolate.
We've eaten it all.
Let's go dig more in the mine.
Here it is.
You must stop and seal up the mine before July 1st because
the hot July sun causes the chocolate to melt.
Melt?
What's today's date?
July 1st.
We gotta get out of here, Orson. I have something important to do. I have to find a whipped cream mine so I can make the world's biggest hot fudge sundae. Yahoo!
John's home. What time did he go out on his date? 8 o'clock, right. And what time is it now? 8:45. Yeah, that's about right.
Hi, guys.
Things just didn't work out with Abigail. What a surprise.
If anyone needs me, I'll be in my room for the rest of my life.
Are you having trouble finding the perfect date? Are you a miserable failure when it comes to finding a mate?
John, talking about you.
Then come be a contestant on Dream Date and let our romance-o-matic computer find you a great date or mate while you wait.
I could go on that TV show and they'd find me my ideal woman.
Just call the number on your screen for an appointment.
I'm calling.
Mr. Arbuckle, have you filled out your application?
Yes. I have them here, but I'm afraid I wrote in the space for office use only. See, I'm a little nervous. Oh, gee. Oh.
Calm down, Chief. Look, I know the ratings have been down lately, but I have a great idea. Leave it to me. Now we just need to find the guy. There must be some guy out there who's,
Here's your pen back. Oh, wait. Oh, that's my pen. Or is it your pen?
I think we found the guy.
Welcome to Dream Date, the show that matches hopeless losers with people who deserve better. And now, here's the host of Dream Date, Skip Yentos!
Thank you, and welcome to Dream Date. Could we have our first pathetic failure, Bob?
He's an unemployed cartoonist who enjoys throwing away shirt cardboards and watching milk curdle. Say hello to John Arbinkle.
Arbuckle. John Arbuckle.
Well, John, welcome to Dream Date. You're hoping to find the woman of your dreams, aren't you?
Well, I was hoping...
Of course you are. We put every known fact about you on this card. Yeah, and now the computer will find your perfect woman. Watch the 786 Romance-O-Matic do its thing. The Romance-O-Matic is hard at work studying the profiles of 72,000 eligible bachelorettes. And here we are. The computer has selected as your dream date.
Betcha she weighs 300 pounds and has bolts in her neck.
Ursula Fenstermacher.
She's human.
We're going to send the two of you out on a dream date tonight and want you to come back here tomorrow night and tell us how it went.
We will.
How about that, folks? Why, it wouldn't even surprise me if, by tomorrow night, he was asking her to marry him.
Marry? John's just dumb enough to do it.
They gave us tickets to a fancy restaurant.
Oh, just being with you is enough for me, Johnny.
Stop that car! Too late. I hope he uses his brains. Like there's a chance of that happening.
you worried about your friend, Kitty? Well, you should be. He's being set up for a trick. A nasty, rotten trick. She's going to get him to propose marriage on the show, and then she can dump him in front of everyone. My boss thinks it'll be a real ratings grabber, seeing a guy's heart broken on national TV. Now, this is where they're going tonight. I was going to go there and try to warn him, but...
Come on, Odie. Let's see. All these words in French.
Would Monsieur like me to translate?
Oh, no, not necessary. We'll have the Alphonse Doré.
Monsieur has just ordered the name of our chef.
Huh.
I will just bring you two cheeseburgers.
No, wait.
Oh, cheeseburgers are just fine, Johnny. Everything's fine about you.
Oh, gosh, I...
No one's looking. How about giving me a little kiss?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Ursula, do you need a shave?
Garfield?
Oh!
Hey, I know I'm adorable, but...
That's my cat. I'm sorry, Ursula. He wasn't supposed to be here.
Oh, it's all right, Johnny. Here, try some of this escargot.
Snails! There's snails on your plate. I'll get them. Boy, you'd think in a nice place like this.
You're leaving.
This is for your own good.
Oh, no!
Dessert tray coming. Lemon mousse.
And here's the host of Dream Date, Skip Yenta.
Thank you. Well, on yesterday's show, you saw said cartoonist John Arbuckle out with his ideal woman, and,
Let me out there!
Well, here's the happy couple now.
Happy? Huh! I never had a worse night of my life, thanks to you!
Don't you two want to get married?
Oh, I...
To this jerk and his cat? It's all rigged. I was supposed to get this guy to fall for me, then dump him on live television.
Ursula, calm
down. I won't calm down after what I've been through. This show is fixed. The whole thing, it's rigged.
We're experiencing difficulties. We will return to Dream Date in a moment. Maybe.
I should have known. A woman liking me. It had to be phony. I should listen to you, Garfield, you know? If you ever happen to see a woman who does like me, let me know. Give me one of these.
You got it.
Mr. Arbuckle?
Yeah?
I thought that was a really rotten trick they tried to play on a nice guy like you.
Thanks. Well, let's go, guys. Oh. Oh! Well, thank you. Say, would you like to get a pizza, Miss...
Judy, I work here. That is, I used to work here.
Huh?
New rule of the show, pup. Every 9 weeks, we do a happy ending. Come on, let's go steal their pizza.